other day we had the Loudwire top list of songs that are, what was it?
The most disturbing songs of all time that people still love.
I got a new list from Loudwire.
Okay, now what are they loudwiring about?
The 15 greatest one-hit wonders in rock and metal.
Wait a minute. There's one-hit wonders in metal?
Number 15, The Vapors.
I love this song.
One-hit wonder, though.
Turning Japanese.
Yeah, it was a one-hit wonder.
I know, but this is punk. This is new wave.
Okay, so I'm saying the greatest one-hit wonder. So it was a hit. It just happened to be a one hit. They didn't have a number two
right.
song. Space Hog comes in at number 14.
Oh, I know this song. Right, Space Hog.
Yeah, I think you played the song every hour on LAR when it came out in 1995.
We did, yeah. We played this a lot.
Yeah, this song is still being played today.
It was a good song.
But it was a one-hit wonder. No, these aren't songs that suck. These are songs that are good, but they only had one hit.
Yeah, sad.
So Space Hog, they didn't have the follow-up hit in the meantime.
They had nothing else to say.
They had nothing to say. So that was number 14. Number 13 on the list, which you probably don't know this song, Kix, Don't Close Your Eyes.
I don't know it.
Number 13 on their list is Hum. Remember this song?
I don't know that I do. Who is this?
Oh, this is a great song. She thinks she missed the
train to Mars. She's so far, I don't know this. I don't know. Who went to this?
Great song.
When do I know it?
You don't know it now? You don't know it when it just kicked in?
Will I know it soon? Is it kicking in yet?
It's kick.
When will it kick?
Were you actually in radio in the 90s? This was always on the air in the 90s.
Really?
Yes.
Not in New York, it wasn't. Nobody in New York played this.
Do you know this song?
Probably not. You're going to give me some other song that was only played in like one market in the middle of the country.
If you don't know this song, I don't know you anymore. Make up your mind.
When does this kick? When do I know this one?
The Toadies, Possum Kingdom. Do you not know this song?
I've heard of the Toadies. This is their hit?
You know this song?
No, because I didn't. There's no alternative music stations anymore.
You played this on LIR. You had to.
Wait, I didn't.
They had to have played this song.
I'm telling you, we didn't. Maybe they played it after I left. Maybe they held on to the song. As soon as I left, they started
Maybe they day-parted it out of your shift.
Yeah, they waited for me to leave.
This was a big hit. You don't know this song?
I do not. Try again. You're giving me the greatest one-hit wonders of all time. I think hit is the key word there.
How about this?
Yes.
You know this song.
This is Flagpole Sinner.
Thank you.
Right?
Wow.
Harvey Danger. How'd I do?
This is number 10 on the list, by the way.
This I did play.
If you didn't play this song, then LIR would
even know it by
a
heart.
Horrible state. Okay, so that was that.
And I feel a bit naughty. Yeah,
so
I know
that was
one.
Number 10.
Yeah.
Let's see if you know number 9.
It sounds like the Cars. Oh, of course. Okay. Stacy's Mom. This is a classic.
Okay, so this is number 9. Well, all the other ones are classics, too. Okay, well.
No.
Yes.
I wouldn't call Harvey Danger a classic.
All right, number 8 on the list. You know this song, too. If you don't know this song, we're done. This
Closing
is semi-sonic.
Time. Semi-sonic, yeah.
Semi-sonic, number 8 on the greatest one-hit
wonders. We played
wonders.
The heck out of this song. Yes.
And when you hear this song at a nightclub, you Closing have to pick time, the first girl you see. Because that's the one you're going home with.
put you out into the world.
Oh, God. All lights are on. Closing. You, time, eeny, meeny, miny. Screw it, Mo.
I never got picked.
Well, see, that, but you just know the song because you heard it and then you walked out with your head down.
Yeah, we did play that on LIR. I will say, I do know that song. We did play the heck out of it.
Okay, good. Number seven on the list. I hope you know this one. Lit, number seven.
Oh, this I know. Yeah, this is a great song.
Okay, 15 greatest one-hit wonders, Lit.
Oh, come on. This song is so good.
It is good, but it's their only hit.
How come they never had another hit?
Because they're Lit.
Can we forget about things I said when I was drunk?
call you that.
And when Cooper sings, she's always a half a second behind the actual
lyric. That's right, I am.
Watch.
Please,
sing with it.
Please tell me why.
Yeah, she's always...
car is in the front yard.
Number six.
Oh, you didn't even like this one.
No. But it was a hit. But every song sounded alike.
Once there was this kid.
Oh, wait. Okay, wait. Don't tell me. It's... Got into an accident. Wait.
Caught and come to school, but
wait, let me remember.
Did they day part this out of your shift, too?
No. I played... Actually, there was another song by them that I played as well.
Turned from black into bright white.
Like Superman song. It was horrible.
Yeah, that was it. Superman was the other one I played.
That it was from when the cars
give me a hint. What's the first letter of the band's name?
C.
Is it R? C?
Yeah. It's actually the first letter of your name, too.
Oh, this is was the name of the song, right?
Right.
No, we played Superman. We played the other one. This was, oh, man.
And it's going to sound exactly like
Crash Test Dummies.
Very good.
That was it. Right.
Just sounds just like the other one.
Tarzan
wasn't a ladies' man. Yeah, we played this.
He just come along and scoop him up under his arm. Like that.
Yeah, this is the one we played. This is the one I know.
Number five on the list is a song that we played all the time. I know you know this song because we've actually played it before when we were on the same station. And the only reason why we played it is it was 2 minutes long.
Downtown by right. Myself. This
Marcy
is a great song.
Sex and Candy.
Sex and Candy.
Think about myself and then
this is such a great song. How come they never had... What if these people never have another hit?
Marcy Playground, I don't know. They just needed to have another 2 minute song because 2 minute songs were great to time out.
Like you had a couple
of
minutes left and you needed a filler.
Right. I didn't want to hear Cooper talk for 2 minutes, so I played Marcy Playground.
Yeah, and I was fine with that because it's a great song.
When we were done with the shift, we're like, ah. Throw a bunch of 2 minute songs together.
This is a really sexy song. I don't know why Marcy Playground didn't have a follow up. Like, why didn't they get like the L.A. Reid or somebody to help them? Or Mark Ronson, you know?
They only had one of them.
Oh, sad.
So, now we're up to the top four one hit wonders of all times. And number four is this.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
So good.
Drowning Pool. And I can tell you exactly what year this was, and I can tell you why this wasn't a bigger hit.
Why wasn't it a bigger hit?
Because this song came out exactly 19 years ago.
Oh, September 11th.
Yeah, so when you had a song called Bodies Hit the Floor.
The floor, right, of course.
Radio stations dumped it immediately.
Immediately, right. Yeah, you can't have a song called Let the Bodies Hit the Fright. I didn't even think about that, of course. Oh, so they kind of walked away with their tail between their legs. Nobody wanted to hear from them.
Right, so people or radio stations were like, no.
No, thank you, and don't bother bringing us anything else.
Right, so that's why they're a one-hit wonder.
Interesting. Well, that makes sense.
Okay, number three on the list. Alien Ant Farm.
Alien Ant Farm, yeah.
So I guess they only had one song.
But it's not even their song. It's Michael Jackson's song.
It was still their song, and it was a hit.
I prefer the Alien Ant Farm version. In fact, I have this on my playlist.
So it's number three on their list and number one in your heart.
True. But, you know, technically they had zero hits because, again, this is not their song. It's really just a good karaoke version of the Michael Jackson.
It's a very good karaoke version. Right, number
yeah, Smooth Criminal is a good song. Who's it, like Feeder or somebody? Can I guess?
No, you'll know it.
Oh, okay.
We've actually talked about this before, and we know why they only had one hit.
My guess is the lead singer committed suicide or overdosed. Is this Blind Melon? I knew it. I knew it. I knew you were coming with Shannon Hoon. I knew it. Oh, this was so sad, and it was the greatest song.
Number two of the top 15 one-hit wonders, and there's a reason why it's only one.
No Rain, it's called.
Or, as we used to know it, as the Bumblebee Girl song.
That's right. I mean, the video did well on MTV. And the thing about the song is it was real crossover. You heard this song on more than just alternative radio stations. Oh, this is so sad. Yeah, everyone in the 90s embraced this song.
All right, number one on the list. It's a song from 1968, but it was a great song, and this band only had one hit. But it was 1968, so it's kind of weird to be on this list that we're playing. But it's
is this The Doors?
In the Gata da Vida by Iron Butterfly.
Oh!
But they only had one hit. But it was a big hit.
A huge hit. I've seen this in so many movies. I've heard this song in so many movies.
But I would have picked Blind Melon over this.
Really? This feels a little more like iconic, you know?
Yeah. How can you come out with In the Gata da Vida and sound like this and only have one song? You think you could take enough acid to do one more song?
So, In a Guide to Beauty, ready for this? It was in Home Improvement and The Wonder Years. It was in American Horror Story, Rob Zombie's From Hell. Bart Simpson and The Simpsons, Bart Sells His Soul played it. It was in the Less Than Zero soundtrack. It was in the 6 Feet Under soundtrack. It was in House.
Probably during a drug scene.
There's a great scene where they show it. There's a great scene where they use this song in Ocean's 12.
I think what it is everybody in Iron Butterfly has died. So they can just use it and they don't have to pay anybody. Because if you like use a Jimi Hendrix song, you can't use it while you're doing drugs in a movie.
Right.
So there's only a few songs that go with smoking pot. In a Gata da Vida just happens to be one of those songs. You could probably get it for $4 or $5.
Do you know that it was recorded in Hempstead, Long Island?
Was it really?
Yeah. That's nearer where you and I used to live.
Right.
We did our Long Island radio show.
We didn't even know that.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's like try to pick a movie or TV show the song wasn't in, you know?